feedback. A lot of people think it stinks, but I think feedback's like fertilizer. It stinks, but it helps plants grow really fast, just like feedback as humans helps us grow really fast. So if you are prepared to accept feedback from wherever it comes from, and the beautiful thing about feedback, if somebody's prepared to give it to you, it is a special gift. And I was taught that a very long time ago. All feedback is a special gift, regardless of how it's wrapped. Even if it's not true, doesn't matter. If you are open for feedback, meaning people are prepared to give it to you, then you're more likely to get more. And the more feedback you get, the faster you grow. So the first question is, are you open for feedback? When somebody comes to you and says, I think you could improve in this area, I think you could get better at this, I think you did this lousy and I think you should change or improve, do you say, thank you very much, that's awesome, thank you for sharing that with me? Or do you justify, blame, make excuses for why you're currently doing it that way? And the question is this, do you respond with attitude or gratitude? So just say thank you very much for the feedback. It means that you're more likely to get more feedback. People are more likely to give you feedback and feel comfortable about doing it because you don't sook and cry and blame and justify. And obviously then the more feedback you get, the better you'll be at what you do. Second is, how do you give feedback? Do you give it aggressively or do you give it graciously? And is it important to give feedback? Well, here's a great question. If you're in business, if you're a fitness professional and you're doing something that hurts people, offends people, makes people feel bad, or you're just providing a bad customer service, would you want to know? Now, I'm sure you're not giving that bad service on purpose because you're an ass of a person or a bad person or a nasty person. It might just be that you don't know. You might not know what is offending that person or hurting their feelings. And if you are hurting their feelings, do you want to know? Or do you want them to post that on Facebook or put it on TripAdvisor or tell all their friends and family that you're an ass of a person? And I think we'd all say that we'd really appreciate it if people have a challenge with us, that they come directly to us. They share with us to our face, which is very unusual these days for somebody to have the courage to come to your face and say, I have a challenge with you. But I think we'd all appreciate it more. Now, when somebody has the courage to do that, they actually come to you and say, I have a problem, I have a challenge with the way you do business or the way you're treating me or the way you're doing customer service. That's why it's so important to say thank you so much, because for that person to do that is very uncomfortable. The same it is for you. It would be so much easier for you if you get bad service in a business to post something on Facebook or to go to a social media page that bags restaurants or cafes and says, this is a terrible place to eat. But ultimately, if it was your cafe and you were the manager of that cafe or the owner, I think you'd really appreciate it if somebody came directly to you rather than posting it on social media. So the question is, are you open to feedback? Do you give regular feedback? And the important thing again about giving feedback is, if somebody's treating somebody badly, or they're providing poor customer service, or they're offending people, or they're hurting people's feelings, they're doing it to lots of people, not just you. And the other people might not have the courage to say anything, but if you've got the courage to say something, you may then be able to sort a challenge that could keep going on. And ultimately, the end of that story is that business goes broke, that business closes down, and it might simply mean because they didn't know what they were doing was hurting people or offending people. So number one, are you open for feedback? Number two, do you give regular feedback? And then how do you give it and receive it? Do you receive it with a positive attitude and say thank you? Do you give it with a positive attitude? And one of the great things about that is, rather than just being a whiner, this is a terrible business, is really poor feedback. If you've got that kind of feeling going on inside your headspace about a particular product or service, it can't just be you're terrible. It's you are terrible because, and specifically list the reasons why you have not liked this business or service, or what the fitness professional has said to you or done to you, or what the gym has done, and provide them with a solution. And that's a two-way thing. When somebody gives you feedback, you say, thank you very much, I really appreciate your feedback. Could you please provide me with a solution so that I don't do that again? What do you recommend? How do you suggest I handle this in future so I don't be this kind of person again? And that's the beautiful thing about receiving feedback, is the ultimate compliment you can give anybody is to ask for their suggestions and to ask for their advice. And if somebody gives you feedback and then you ask for their advice on how to fix it, Every customer service book on the planet, every customer service workshop you ever go to will tell you that's exactly how you should handle any customer service challenge. But as a human being, what if you just got into the practice of saying that? Thank you so much for your feedback. I would really appreciate your opinion, your advice, your solution to this challenge I'm obviously having so that I can get better at what I do. So if you are in business, if you are a human being who wants to grow and become a better person, if you are a fitness professional and you really want people to help you grow your business and become better at what you do, be open to feedback. And then, of course, you need a system for that. So once a year, twice a year, as many times as you think you need to, are you asking for, do you have a system for asking for feedback? And that might be done by a survey on the internet. It might be a handout that you give to all your customers or clients. Please can you let us know what we're doing right and what we're doing wrong. One of the really cool questions to ask is this: please be brutally honest with me. So it's not about please tell me how good I am. It's please tell me brutally honestly what I need to do to improve and get better, because I really appreciate your opinion, your advice, your suggestions. So once again, you're asking for feedback, but you're actually giving the ultimate compliment, which is asking for people's advice. So make sure that you've got a system in your business to ask for feedback. When people then give you feedback, please say thank you. And if you change anything in your business, in the way that you run your business because of somebody's feedback, please also say thank you very much. So I'll give you an example. At the Max Fitness Business College, we ask for feedback every year without fail. And we get lots of great ideas and lots of great opinions and suggestions. One of the biggest ones in 2017 was please have a phone app. It would be really easy to study our program if we could have the program on our phone. So we went straight into the process of researching phone apps, and now there is one, and every single Max student, whether past, present or future, can study on their phone because of the feedback we receive from our students. So be aware that feedback is a very special gift. Now, if somebody had come to me and screamed at me, "You should have a phone app," it would still be awesome feedback, regardless of how it's wrapped. So please put a system into your business to make sure that you get better. And I've got some really ugly stories as a fitness professional when I wasn't asking for feedback. Clients I lost, business opportunities that I lost, members from my health clubs that I lost because I wasn't asking for regular feedback. And not only when you ask for feedback, it gives people an opportunity to whine and complain, which is great because it means that they're whining and complaining to you and they're not putting it on Facebook. But ultimately, that you want them to whine and complain to you because it makes them feel better. When they feel like, "I told them," they feel better. They walk away feeling relieved that they don't have to keep all of that stuff inside them anymore. And they feel like they actually did something that might add value or change, or they just got something off their chest. So feedback, whether you're giving it, receiving it, it's an awesome thing. It's fertilizer. It may stink, but it will help you grow really fast.